Yes, looking forward to it immensely now. Everton obviously had a huge result up in Dublin in the last round against Cherry Orchard. I think that probably got a lot of people noticing them. So we won't be taking them for granted anymore. And I assume they won't be taking us for granted either. So I'm looking forward to a good game.
And how are you fixed for the weekend? Do you have any injuries or anything like that?
No, I think we're full. I think we have everyone ready to go. No suspensions, no injuries. So hopefully a full deck.
I'd imagine everyone is buzzing in training and can't wait for Sunday to turn around.
Yeah. The numbers are always high in the week of an intermediate cup game. Last night was no different. So hopefully it will be the same on Thursday night this week. And as you said, the excitement levels are there, and hopefully the excitement levels are around the local scene, because you know, two Cork teams in the quarterfinals of an intermediate cup. Hopefully it'll drag a big crowd up to Everton Park anyway.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Anyway, Ty, can you tell us how you got to this stage of the competition?
Well, in the last round, we beat Port Marnock 2-1. We had a man sent off early enough in that game, and we went to goal down early enough in that game after 10 minutes. But luckily, we caught it back. They were a side that came down with a big enough reputation as well. But in the previous rounds, we'd beaten Passage, Cockhill Celtic, and Kinsale. So the Cockhill Celtic game and the Port Marnock game were obviously two fancy teams coming down, I suppose, and luckily we got through them. No big panic.
And Ty, you've been flying in the Munster Senior League as well. You're top of the table, so you'll be looking to take that form into Sunday's game, I guess.
Well, our form the last couple of games has been great. We've lost our last two league games, so hopefully that's just a blip. But the Munster Senior League is very competitive this year. I mean, it's hopefully not down to two or three teams that was down to in the last couple of years. It seems to be four or five teams now showing interest in winning it this year. So the competitiveness is pushing everyone on. So hopefully that'll, you know, result in Cork teams going forward in the Intermediate Cup. That's all kind of linked. The more competitive the league is, the better it is for everyone in the Intermediate Cup.
Yeah, certainly. So, and Cove Wanderers had a fantastic result last weekend against Crumlin, so that must inspire you guys heading into this weekend.
Yeah, in fairness, it was a huge result. I did think that they had a very strong, experienced team going up there. You know, they've had a couple of guys who won the tournament before, and you know, the age profile of the team, and you know, they seem to be all good buddies. So all those things are important. So, you know, maybe Crumlin underestimated them. And by the sounds of it, it wasn't a lucky win either. They were down to 9 men.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a big win for them. And well done to them.
And I suppose, Tig, with it being a local derby on Sunday, I can't imagine you need to motivate the lads too much in the dressing room before kick-off on Sunday morning.
No, absolutely not. If anything, I'd be trying to tell them calm down, maybe. The opposite end of the scale. No, as you say, look, there's a huge buzz there. I'd imagine the same with Everton. I mean, it is great. I think the last quarter-final or semi-final was Everton and Avondale. 4 years ago, maybe, unless there's been one in between. So, and I remember being at that game, they had the replay up in Everton Park, and it was a good occasion up there. So I'm expecting the same this Sunday.
Excellent. Well, best of luck. We'll be up there at the game, so we'll talk to you afterwards. Best of luck for the game now as well.
Thanks a lot, Rory. Cheers.
Everton manager Tommy Corcoran speaks to me now ahead of the FAI Intermediate Cup quarter-final against College Corinthians on Sunday afternoon. Tommy, how are you fixed going into it? How's preparation gone?
Hi, Nisa. We'll absolutely be delighted to be going into this fixture. Our form so far has been very good. Most of our matches have been underdogs, but we're training hard and we're really looking forward to the challenge tomorrow.
That progression to the quarter-final is fantastic, and obviously beating Cherry Orchard was a huge one for you, and that's something the Corinthians boss, Tadhg O'Connell, has referenced as well. He knows how big that win might have been for you.
Absolutely, yeah. Travelling to Dublin and... We still had a high expectation and just to plan a performance. And to be fair, when the game kicked off, we were under the cosh for a lot of it. But we had fair spirit in the competition and in general. And especially in the second half when we came out, you could sense there was something special going to happen. And to turn around and win 2-1 was just fantastic for everybody in the club.
And the prospect of the Aviva Stadium and actually being so close at this point, if you talk about the form being so good in this competition anyway, now that it's that realisation is becoming so close and the Cork Derby, it doesn't come much better.
No, Lisa, it's absolutely thrilling. We trained hard all week. We are really looking forward to tomorrow's tie. I know there will be an excellent Cork crowd in Everton Park. Cheering us on, and the support will be muchly appreciated. The players themselves are absolutely looking forward to the challenge, and with respect to College Corinthians, Premier side, we'll go out and put on a performance and we'll see where it takes us.
And just a little bit more on College Corinthians, as you mentioned, they're leading the Premier Division table at the moment. What is it about them, I suppose, that you're most fearful of tomorrow, or their major threats?
Well, I know Tiger Connolly's doing an excellent job up there, and the amount of interchanging on the pitch with players moving into different positions and the pace of the College Corinthians team. They've actually pushed a lot of the Premier sides away, and they deserve to be where they are at the moment.
How are you fixed going into it, injuries-wise, or any suspensions or anything like that?
We have no injuries in this team at the moment. One or two knocks that we're carrying, but I'm sure with the expectation of going out on the pitch tomorrow playing College Corinthians in the quarter-final of an Intermediate Cup, we'll all be fine tomorrow morning.
Good stuff. And finally, I suppose, making home advantage count in a derby meeting like this, Tommy, it makes, for Everton, for the club, it's a big occasion.
It's a savage occasion for Everton Football Club, for all the management, supporters and the team itself. We're really looking forward to it, and I know for a fact, with the messages and all the goodwill gestures, whether it be social media or whatever, that Everton will have a savage support up there tomorrow.
Set for a big one at Everton Park. That's Everton and College Corinthians in the FAI Intermediate Cup quarter-final. Tommy, the best of luck to you. We'll be down there and we'll speak to you afterwards.
All the best, Lisa. Thank you.